Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Got a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Today, Tone.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
What's going on? You don't normally have a red cup in front of you.
I forgot my water bottle in the back.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's the only cup I could find. But this is some good water, my friend.
Boys in the back. Rawlsy. Otter.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Tony, it's a little late to be drinking coffee.
Yeah, you used to have your cup before the show.
Don't you worry about what I'm fucking doing today,
okay? Is it not fucking coffee?
No, it's not. It's fucking a glass of whiskey.
Wide. Mine is water.
Today's show is a celebration. Thank you, FanDuel. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
You go 12-1 last night.
Fuck.
After no hat day and you throw a hat back on.
So this is the thing. And a few people message me this. There's a few Carlos Boozer messages. I get it. I understand. I understood the assignment. People were saying Hoodie Gump already better than Hoodie Mello all time.
Oh, okay. I get that.
So I didn't have the hood.
Okay.
So I think it was Hoodie Gump.
when you were hoodie up.
Yeah. So if I have the hoodie, then I'll not wear the hat again.
Okay.
Yeah. Should have been 13-0.
What happened?
UConn was down one. WVU missed a shot. Guy grabs the board. So UConn either goes down, loses, or wins. Kid drops the ball. WVU guy grabs it. Foul. They lose by 3.
It would have been 13-0.
I mean, what can you do?
12-1, though. Night. Hey.
Thank you. I needed it. I said it. I said, fuck, tough start to the week.
Rawlsy 4-0 on the ice.
Thank you, sir. Also needed it. It's been a little spotty ever since the infamous 9-0 night. It's good to bounce back strong with another commanding performance.
I forgot you had a 9-0 night.
And I'm sorry that you had to be on the wrong end of what happened last night.
Yep. Done betting on NHL.
Nah.
Big slate tonight. Need you.
Is it a big slate tonight?
Massive slate. And I have done no research throughout the day so far because it's been a wild day. So we're going to have to go through it live.
This has always been an upfront show.
NHL, besides Nick, we usually do live, though.
Yeah, we do.
Like me and Diggs, before the show, we look at each other and we go, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it every day.
You guys are very good at that. Yeah. I like to at least have a little bit of information going into it. I got nothing today. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we've always been up front with everybody.
Oh, there's one right there.
Today's hammered down.
There's two right there.
The preparation for today's hammered down isn't as much as we normally do.
I'm good. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we have Thursday night football tonight, the boost.
Yep.
AJ has boosted. You don't have that graphic, do you, Mitt? Oh, he does have it. AJ has boosted the Steelers' money line from plus 144 to plus 180.
Here we go.
Steelers.
Here we go. Pittsburgh's going to win the Super Boost. Here we go.
It was AJ flapping his wings.
Here we go.
We're going to win even though we're dogs.
Here we go.
Should have went to plus 200. But 185 is good enough.
Here we go. That was good.
Yep. That was good.
Thank you, pal. I didn't know you fucking knew the fucking tune.
Come on, dude. I listen to that song every night. I honestly think in my building they're probably like, who the fuck lives there? The music that that I put on a daily basis is quite the variety, I would say.
You are quite the variety guy for the music.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Thursday night football tonight. Obviously, we're gonna go to the ice, college basketball, volume shooter.
Not a big slate for we can't get a bunch of shots.
I was like,
oh, here we go again. We'll run it back.
We'll go to the professional hardwood. Mitt, were you good with that?
Hell yeah. There's only 3 games tonight, so a small slate.
I've started putting together my bull preview. And actually, you know what? I've decided I kind of want to give it out to the people.
You're not going to sell it like Warren Sharp?
No, I don't think I'm going to sell it. I didn't know how to do it. I think I'm just going to screenshot each game and then tweet it out.
Like a
40 tweet thread.
We're not going to have a Hammer Down Tone Diggs Bowl preview special.
We could do that too. They start next Friday. Ooh. Bahamas Bowl. So, yeah, it's a giving season.
It is.
Give back to the people.
People were saying maybe Little Santa should be changed to December 8th after last night.
Ooh, I like that.
People would be right. Maybe Little Santa should be December 8th.
I mean, you can have Little Santa whenever you want.
Will you call Canada and see if they'll change it?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
We'll check.
Where do you want to start? Tonight? Let's just fucking start tonight. Let's just start NFL tonight.
Okay.
What?
There is some alarming stats.
Ooh. That, guess what just moved?
We bet 3.5?
3.5.
Okay, so if you're not taking the boost.
Yeah.
Which you should.
Yeah, you should.
I'm taking the boost.
You can always double dip.
Plus 3.5 with the Steelers is a great bet as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so obviously I'm very familiar with the team. My worry tonight, Steve Smith came on Pat's show and he did talk about how they did play the run much better last week against the Ravens. They always play the Ravens well. So that's a thing. The three games before that, they could not stop the run to save their lives. They are now 32nd in the league in yards per rush given up. Vikings are 31st in the league in yards per rush given up. Now, the Vikings statistically are a much better rushing team than the Steelers are. So will they be able to take advantage of that more than the Steelers? I don't know. We'll see. I love Naj. I hope, like, primetime Thursday night, maybe this is like a coming out party for the national audience.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook may be back for the Vikings, which is something I don't love. Thielen's out, though.
That's massive.
Huge.
Because when Thielen, like, whether he gets the ball or not, Cousins can do his fuck it. Jefferson's somewhere. Like, that's the fucking... That play, if you bet against the Vikings, will drive you nuts. Because it feels like anytime Cousins under pressure, he just hucks the thing and Jefferson finds it. Jefferson's incredible.
Joe Hayden's still out, which... I don't love. I know Nick doesn't love that either. Total's 44.5. Obviously, I'm not an over guy, but I will say this.
Oh, you would lean over?
I'm not taking the under.
Oh. So if you were playing the total, you would play over?
I don't know if I... What?
If you had a play on the total, it would be the over. Not that it is a play.
Is there a gun to my head?
We're speaking hypothetical.
This is, yeah, gun to head.
There's a hypothetical gun to my head?
Yeah. Maybe a real one.
I'd take the over.
Oof. Total's gone under 10, 11 Thursday night football games.
Okay. That's an interesting trend that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Didn't primetime games started like 8-0 to the over, right? Or something crazy like that. And then I feel like a lot of them have been going under. I am going to go with the over tonight. Let's go, okay, Tony. You read my mind. Yeah, I just saw it. I was like, 44, dude? That's low as hell. Come on. Like,
I just see indoor, fucking up and down the field.
What if that Steelers defense is buzzing, though?
They could. Listen, and Ty said this earlier, and I agree 100%. If they get some hits on Kirk early, Kirk's going to fucking fold.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in primetime. What's his primetime record?
Anyone he's got won that? Once.
Yeah, it's like he's won one time. One nine. It's bad.
I remember because I used to, every time he lost, I would tweet out the clip from Holes.
Zero! It's a good clip. I have that on deck, too. Oh!
After watching the Steelers' putrid offense for weeks now, we can expect around 20 points out of them. I think anything more than like 21 or 24, like anything more than 24 points would be a pleasant and shocking surprise.
This feels like
I think that line's spot on at 44.
This feels like a Naj coming out party.
That's what I'm. That would be awesome.
Like not that he's had a great year, but I feel like maybe this is the one where he fucking gets loose.
So his over under is 72.5 rushing yards.
Okay, I'll take the over there.
Rushing and receiving, because he does catch the ball a lot, is 104.
His receiving is 26.5.
What's Big Ben anytime touchdown?
Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger.
He's had a couple sneaks lately. They had that QB draw last week.
Muth anytime touchdown plus 220. That's tantalizing.
Naj is minus 120.
Anytime touchdown score, Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger plus 1600.
Derek Watt plus 3300.
I don't think he's got one carry this season, so
I think he has one for.
So that might be a little light, to be honest with you.
What about fucking Ray?
McLeod?
Now there's a sleeper.
Why are they trying to make him a superstar?
Good question. Plus 650.
What if Benny Snell football gets in the end zone?
So he had a couple good carries last week. I mean, if Ben runs one in, I want to be on the right side of it. I will sprinkle plus 600.
You know what? Today of all days.
Come on.
What are we talking about? Sprinkle on Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger.
If Ben scampers in.
BTR 7 to get in the end zone tonight.
This is one
QB
I think.
QB sneak.
They don't call those for him, so it's going to have to be.
Last 2 weeks, I've seen him call his own shot. He did shotgun draw, Tony, last week.
I'm saying it can't be a goal line. It can't be under the center, under center sneak. He's going to have to.
A couple things to look at here. The 2+ touchdown is interesting. Now, it's tough because you don't know if Cook or Madison is going to get the bulk of the carries or the goal line carries.
Yeah, they're both minus 145.
They're both plus 420 for 2+ touchdowns. Justin Jefferson's plus 480. Najee's plus 500. Muth at plus 1800. That's worth a sprinkle, I think, for two.
I think Deontay Johnson probably is due for like a pretty good game. He hasn't really done that much this year, right, Nick?
See, no, he's done a lot
no, in terms of production. I don't know if he's gotten in the end zone a ton, but he has more catches, I think, through his first three seasons than any Steeler.
I think he has. He's emerged as the guy. So, like, I feel like if Minnesota looks at one guy, it's going to be Deontay. So maybe Chase Claypool finally fucking has a game tonight.
Ooh. Big Ben over 1.5 touchdowns, minus 120. I think that's just an easy bet for me right there. Big Ben.
Running in two. What's Ben for two anytime?
No. Passing. Sorry, passing.
I know.
No, he knows.
Big Ben for two scampers.
Passing totals. Oh, you don't see this often. The quarterbacks have the exact same over-under for passing yards. 252.5.
So this is the same as last week. How do they know Vikings are getting the ball first?
What do you mean?
Well, last week, by the way the numbers were, they knew the Saints were getting the ball first.
Why is that?
Just how the first-time touchdown score was.
Oh.
Like, when we looked at those numbers, it told us Saints were getting the ball first.
Or they just think that team's going to score first.
I mean, Naj, first touchdown score, plus 500.
They both have 35 as their over-under.
That's a tasty treat, right? My friend.
Player longest pass, Kirk Cousins 36.5, Ben 37.5.
Jesus.
How about Justin Jefferson longest reception?
I mean, that seems like maybe Chase gets loose for one.
I got a bet for you.
First drive punt.
No. player first completion over under 7.5 yards. I mean, it's juiced. Ben's under 7.5 is juiced to minus 140, but that's normally been the way to go.
Justin Jefferson, longest reception, 28.5. I got to go over there. I got to think he's going to catch one deep.
You would
or
think
take one and take off.
Fuck it, he's down there somewhere.
You would think. All right, what are you guys on tonight?
What's that?
What are you on?
For the game?
You're on the boost in the 3.5?
Plus 3.5. And okay. Ben anytime touchdown.
Raldzi?
Same, except for the Ben anytime touchdown. Give me
Naj first touchdown plus 500 too.
Give me a Justin Jefferson over 28.5 for longest reception and Fryer Muth for anytime touchdown.
Muth.
Mitt.
We're gonna go with I'm on the boost, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going with Ben Roethlisberger plus 1.5 touchdowns, and I'm gonna go with the over 44.5, baby.
Okay.
What do you got, Tom? Take the over.
Come on, Tony.
I'm not going to do that.
Take the fucking over, Tony.
I'm not going to do that.
Do the right thing, Tony.
Take the over,
Tony. I'll do the Naj.
Duel? Deuce?
Over 104.5 rushing and receiving yards.
Oh.
All right.
Give it to Naj.
Give it to fucking Naj. All right. That's what we're going with tonight.
You got it.
Don't forget to boost. Mitt, what about the boost? There it is.
It's good.
Go hit the boost right now.
Straight gasoline.
Straight
fucking gasoline.
AJ's a wild man.
All gas, no brakes.
AJ's a fucking wild man.
Naj.
Oh,
here we go. God. SGP. Right, SGP. SGP.
Step into the madman's laboratory.
Oh, I can't hear.
It's. Oh, what was that?
Don't do that.
Jesus. First time. All right. I did a little first half, second half parlay. Take your $5 to the bank, make it into $3,000 parlay.
Checks out.
You know, I think you should do Najee and Cook to score two scores each, just because there's a chance, like you've said, 31st rushing defense, 32nd.
You gonna make sure he plays first?
Nah.
Okay.
But maybe now that you said, maybe do Madison as well. Maybe. I am going to do. I got two half touchdowns.
Half what?
Two half touchdown parlay, excuse me. As in first half touchdown, second half touchdown.
Like, I thought you were going to say, like, a guy's going to score half a touchdown.
I wish. That'd be sick.
What were you eating?
Frosty Animal Crackers. I got in the first, this is the first one. This is a $10 one.
You smell like something very distinct. You smell like cabbage or something.
Oh, there was cabbage out there. I just rubbed it all over my body. I have first half. I got Dalvin Cook and Najee Harris.
Nosh.
And then I have Deontay Johnson, Justin Jefferson, second half.
Oh, we're going to open it up in the second half.
I'm worried about the second half. I figure they'll get down to the goal line. Hey, let's just hand the ball off here. Hand it to Nosh.
Give it to Nosh.
And then just in case here, I got first half KJ Osborne, and Deontay Johnson, both first half. And then this is where it gets funky. I got Muth second half, and I got Tyler Conklin second half. Okay. Conklin's been one of
Kirk's. A guy.
Yeah, and I figured that they might zero in on Justin.
Yeah.
You know, that's why KJ Osborne. I don't know. That's just what I'm feeling. And then obviously the two touchdowns for Naj, and then the two touchdowns for Cook or Madison.
Is KJ Osborne the guy that hated Spider-Man?
I don't know. He's number 17. That's all I know about him.
What was that guy's name? Hank Osborne? Osborne Tech.
Oh, you're talking about
Harry
the
Osborne.
Green Goblin.
Harry Osborne.
Yeah, Harry Green Osborne. Goblin.
Yeah, I knew we hated Spider-Man.
You're right. Good call, Tony.
Now, see.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself. All right, boys.
It is Spider-Man season.
Hey, I hope you win, because if you do, you're going to have to come back next week covered in cabbage again to keep the streak rolling.
Yeah, these are the cabbage parlays.
Win yourself some cabbage parlays.
Yes. Motherland, Ireland, bathe yourself in cabbage parlay.
Thank you.
Hammer Don.
Still like cabbage.
Is cabbage Ireland?
It's traditionally
more of
food.
A Poland.
It's traditionally Polish. Food for the poor, so anyone of them really. I mean,
I get it. Fucking get it. Let's head to the ice.
Huh, okay.
We're going to have to live bet these.
It's a good slate.
Again,
it's
I've
a good
done
slate.
Zero research. So these are going to be all off the cuff.
These are all off the cuff.
I have a little bit of info in terms of starting goalies. Shit. And road records and stuff.
Oh, you do have that.
I have a few things to throw.
Fucking Otter's got to be back in net for the Stars tonight.
Nothing confirmed yet. What? But I would think.
All right, we're just going to shoot from the hip. I like the Leafs minus the 138.
You like against the Lightning.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Lightning.
Fucking Skinner's in net for the Coilers.
Who's
tonight?
In net for the Leafs?
Jack Campbell is in net for the Leafs. That's good for you.
Yep.
He's played very well. Vasilevskiy in net for the Lightning. That's great for me. He's the best goalie in the world.
Okay.
Leafs have been good lately, really good. They're also very good at home. They're 11-4 at home.
Okay.
Tampa Bay, however, is 8-4 on the road.
Okay.
They've won 4 in a row.
Okay.
So, no, both teams are a little bit banged up. Leafs are missing Mitch Marner and Sandin, obviously, Gumpy. And
Matt Sundin.
Spezza with the suspension. Tampa, obviously, out Kucherov and Braden Point. And they've been kind of chugging along still without their big guns. But I'm just going to take a flyer on Tampa here.
Okay. Blackhawks and Canadians, I'm going to sit this one out.
It looks like it's going to be Flurry against Jake Allen.
How'd Flower do last night? Two nights ago, sorry.
Not great, but... Flower is from.
Is he still going for his 500th win?
Yes, and he's from
in Montreal.
Oh, he is a so French speaking.
The story was written.
We
my
have
friend.
No choice but to take Flower tonight. Blackhawks on the road minus 140.
Okay, so you've got the Hawks. Ducks in Columbus, I'm sitting that one out too.
I'm going to go with your beloved Ducks.
Okay.
What are you off the Ducks, Tony?
Yeah, what just are you tonight. Off the Ducks for?
Just tonight.
They've won every time.
Just tonight.
Tony's on the Ducks.
Columbus, 4-6 in their last 10, but 9-3 at home.
Fucking Ducks, dude.
Anaheim, 5-7 on the road. Not great. They just won their last game, though. But I like Gibson's in net. I like the goaltending edge for the Ducks. I'm going to go with the Ducks.
Okay. Isles at home against Preds. I'm off. I'm not taking anything there either.
Isles finally got the monkey off their back. They finally got their first win.
Yeah,
they're
did.
At home.
They did a little bit.
They're at home. They didn't get that win at home. Now they get a chance to win at home. Let's go with the Isles tonight. Ooh. On home ice.
Okay. Wings at Blues. I got nothing there.
I love Blues.
Charlie Lindgren is in net for the Blues.
Chucky's don't do in this net? To yourself again, Nick.
If you're asking questions about who that is, that's don't a good question
to ask.
Do this
to yourself again, Nick.
I'm going to ride with the Wings, plus 146 on the road.
Okay. Bruins and Oilers.
Bruins!
Give me the Coilers minus yes. 125 here.
Bruins on a back-to-back after yep. a game that went to overtime. Crushing loss in penalty shots. Canucks outplayed them from start to finish. Give me the Coilers money line, even though Big Dick Skinner's in that.
Well, Skinner's actually played pretty well this year, pal.
2-4.
Yeah, but numbers-wise, he's got a decent save percentage.
We're just looking to win here.
I'm actually going to take the Oilers puck line at minus 1.5, plus 198. I think the speed will be too much for Boston. Jeez. On a back-to-back there.
Getting greedy back there.
What are you taking?
Oilers puck line, minus 1.5.
He thinks they're going to
plus 198.
Minus 1.5, yep, plus 198.
Wow. Hurricanes and Flames, nothing
this, my
here.
Friend, is a perfect opportunity for our friend the coin to jump back
yes!
to the reaction.
I never thought he'd come out today.
All rise for the honorable coin! The coin will be selecting between the Carolina Hurricanes, who are on the road and are plus 116, against Jerome Iginla and the Calgary Flames, who are minus 140 at home. Take your hat off. Have some fucking respect, dude.
The Carolina Hurricanes will be heads. The Calgary Flames, with Jacob Markstrom confirmed as a starter in net, will be tails. And the flip. That's tails. We're going with the home team, the Flames.
Ooh. The coin is spoken. Calgary Flames minus the 140 at home. The coin is spoken.
The coin had once never lost. It lost because it was on the Red Wings, who Nick continues to pick and pick and pick. But now the coin has won so many times in a row that it is undefeated once again. 38-0 and Detroit. They go with the home team, the Calgary Flames.
Thank you.
Well done.
The undefeated well streak done. Is back.
Jets at Kraken. No, thank you.
No.
You're not going with the Kraken at home?
Nah.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
The Jets playing bad puck.
No, decent.
Stars at the Kings.
Yeah.
Stay away from that one, too.
Nope. We ride again, my friend.
We ride again.
Texas hockey.
I will ride with hashtag Texas hockey with the Stars tonight. It looks like Ottinger is the likely starter. No confirmation yet, but he will be expected to start.
He is expected.
Okay. And then Wild and Sharks.
No, thanks.
I'll take the Minnesota Wild. They're an absolute wagon right now. Aiden Hill's in net for the Sharks. Don't really trust them yet. Give me Minnesota and Kirill Kaprizov.
All right, boys. Let's go through this. I'm on the Leafs and the Coilers.
I'm on the Lightning, the Blackhawks, the Ducks, the Islanders, the Wings, the Coilers puck line. The Flames are the choice of the coin. And I will also ride with Gumpy on the Stars and the Minnesota Wild.
Texas hockey. Oilers money line, Stars money line, Texas hockey.
Who started Texas hockey? Because I like it.
It's their hashtag. It's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
That's a $10 nine-leg parlay to win $5,000.
Stars social media team, their Twitter is good.
Is it on a shirt?
Texas hockey?
Yeah.
I imagine so.
You should get that for sure.
You should get that with your, I might your cowboy hat.
I've already dropped a Kraken.
It was a good run.
Was a good run. When you type in Texas hockey, it just takes you to the University of Texas ice hockey team. I doubt they're great, huh?
Who's that?
The Longhorns hockey.
I haven't heard much about them. Gotta be honest.
They've not been in the Frozen Four lately.
I haven't seen them in the Frozen Four.
They haven't been in the Frozen Four since the kid from the Ducks, Mighty Ducks, played for
Madonna?
Wade Roberts?
No.
Luis.
The guy. Cowboy. Yeah. Wade.
Oh, Wade.
Nah.
Miley.
What was the other kid's name with the glasses? Red hair.
Averman.
He played for Texas hockey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right.
It's good hockey.
That's hockey.
Hey, that's good hockey talk, as 2-9 would say.
Huh?
It's good hockey talk, as 2-9 would say.
Shout out the old 2-9.
Shout out the old 2-9. Hey, good hockey talk last
Never
night,
forget, 2-9 knew his NHL career was on the line, and he fucking climbed a mountain and broke his neck.
Best shape of his life, though. Guy bounced back and made it to training camp.
Shout out the old 2-9.
What a fucking legend.
Mitt. You got any idea what's going on in the court tonight or no?
I mean, there's three games. I like the overs.
It's going to be tough to. Then, well, you can't do three.
No, I know. really, what I actually do like is the Utah Jazz 76ers over 215.5. Okay. And the Denver Nuggets at San Antonio Spurs over 216. Those are my actual picks. And then if you're going to take the Lakers, just wait till they're down.
They will be.
Yeah, it always happens.
Jaws out.
Yeah, the Grizzlies also have been just, they've been on a winning streak ever since Ja got hurt. It makes no fucking sense.
Not hurt, he just got COVID, dude.
No, he's hurt. Oh, he's got COVID.
He also has
COVID.
He
was hurt before.
Yeah, he's also got COVID.
Yeah, I do think Ja and Kawhi Leonard are on the really? Same. Not playing.
Okay. He's got COVID.
But yeah, just wait for Lakers to go down and then bet a money line.
Okay.
All right.
Can you bet on defensive stats?
You can bet to get a sack.
Oh, really?
I don't think in Indiana, though. I can't do it. I've seen people's tickets, though.
I just saw someone in the chat. TJ Watt over 1.25 sacks. If he gets one sack tonight, he is the Steelers' single-season all-time sack leader.
Is that good? I feel like they've had some good...
They have had some good
sacking quarterback.
The current
guys.
Single season leader is one James Harrison.
That's pretty good.
It's also week 14.
Thomas Jane Watt needs to
go TJ.
Is that defensive player of the year good, or are we still talking about Micah Parsons having a couple tackles in Dallas?
Nah, Trey Diggs is defensive player of the year.
Interesting. Okay, we'll see.
We'll fucking see. No.
It's probably fucking X.
Who? Howard?
The TJ Watt over 1.25 is very juicy at plus 152 as well.
It is in Indiana.
Yes.
Oh boy.
If you go past rushing props on the actual
defensive
game,
props.
Defensive props.
Gimme,
yep.
Gimme, good find.
What's your problem with X?
I got no problem with X. Bill. Fucking TJ Watt over 1.25. Cam Hayward just to have one is plus 160.
Give me both.
All right. College ball?
College ball. Not a big slate tonight. I was hoping to keep getting shots up, but there's no balls. I'm taking Seton Hall getting 2.5 at home against Texas.
Okay.
Seton Hall 3-1 ATS at home.
Texas not good with Chris Beard?
They're all right, but Seton Hall is pretty solid.
Okay.
Pirates. 49-24 ATS last 73 as a dog.
The Buccos.
25-8 ATS last 33 Thursday games.
Okay.
They get up for these Thursdays.
They really do. They love a good Thursday. Hey, they know when the slate is small.
Yeah.
And the eyes are on them.
Yeah.
We play tonight, boys.
There you go. I'm laying 5.5 with Kent State at home against Detroit.
I love the Golden Flash.
The home team in this matchup, 4-1 ATS last 5 meetings. And then I'm taking Arizona State money line at home against Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Grand Canyon has a way GCU. Better record, but I feel like...
Were they in the tournament last year?
I think they might have been. I feel like maybe Arizona State, even though their record's bad, probably better than Grand Canyon, you would think.
You would think.
And the last game of the night, I'm not betting this game. This line is insane. I was -5 at Iowa State.
Okay.
Iowa State's been very good.
It's a big one on the Plains.
Yeah. I want to take this game, but I'm going to have to sit it out.
Okay. So you have?
Kent State minus 5.5, Seton Hall plus 2.5, Arizona State money line.
Okay.
That's it.
Good luck.
And then tomorrow.
What the fuck's tomorrow?
There's league footy happening tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I just have two.
League all?
One in Serie A. Mm-hmm. Sampdoria draw no bet at Genoa. Both teams struggling, but Genoa one win on the year. I'll take Sampdoria.
Okay.
Then I'm going to take Lens draw no bet at Nantes in Ligue 1. Lens three straight draws, tied PSG last game. Nantes one win in six.
When do we get Lille back?
So here's the funny thing. Lille plays Lyon on the weekend. Both very good teams.
Okay, so we're just going to...
I wasn't going to touch it, but it feels like Lille's playing right now.
Okay.
And Leverkusen's down to Celtic right now.
Good luck to you and your family on all those bets.
Thank you.
Raldi, good luck to you and your family on all your bets.
Thank you.
Mick, good luck to you and your family on all your bets.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck. Everyone listening and watching, good luck to you and your family on your bets. Is that my camera?
West Ham's down two? Jesus.
The Hammers are down?
To fucking Dynamo Zagreb. Celtics up on Real Betis.
What about the other team name that we didn't like?
SK Punta Gamer.
Yeah.
They fucked us. They tied Monaco. I had Monaco Malai.
Punta Gamer.
But this is when you get to this stage of Europa League. I mean, some teams just aren't putting the squads out there. They should, you know.
Yeah. UFC locks we'll have tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, tomorrow. Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Show will be at 2:15 most likely.
Hell yeah.
So if you're used to catching us around 3:30, 4, we'll be at 2:15-ish tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Picks Friday. What's Picks Friday? What?
What?
Picks Friday is when we give out all of our picks for the weekend. We don't have as big of a college football slate this weekend.
No, there's not much.
No, Army-Navy. Respect the troops.
I'll do picks for Saturday and Sunday for footy tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe get some college basketball out there on the weekend.
The Saturday slate?
Yeah, I'll tweet some out Saturday. Since
the Ivy play tomorrow? Ivy League play tomorrow?
Usually they do Friday.
Yeah, they do. That's their thing. All right. Don't forget about the Super Boost tonight. We can't thank you all for seriously everything. I know you guys saw the deal today. None of that's possible without you guys listening and watching and interacting with us. So we appreciate you immensely.
Hell yeah.
Thank you to Pat, as always. Thank you to FanDuel. YouTube.com/HammerDown. HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. Am I forgetting anything, boys?
Nailed it.
Okay. To everyone out there, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.